Good morning. This is Becky Spieth, and I'm so happy to be here with you. I am just tickled. I was just sharing right before we started the recording about when I left my corporate position and decided to do this full-time, I was really, really excited. I actually heard the call from God, and it was really strange. He told me that he called me to full-time ministry, and I've only heard the audible voice of God a couple of times. That was one, and I had just finished taking care of my mom, and she had just passed with cancer, and we were kind of in a rough spot, and I had paid for a lot of things financially for her, and so we just got our finances back in order from that, and I said, Lord, that sounds wonderful. I'll be happy to answer your call. Just please don't touch our finances and allow the enemy to come in. And do you know, the very next day we had a huge attack by the enemy. But that same day I found out that Joyce Meyer was going to be in San Antonio. And so I went to see Joyce, and I'd never seen her in person. Always loved her on TV, but never saw her in person. And just love how direct she is and how real and down to earth. And it just, I just love her. Well, I just found out this morning, about 45 minutes ago, that she's coming back to San Antonio on October 29th through the 31st. So I'm just tickled to death by that, because I can remember sitting there waiting for the conference to start and thought, you know, I haven't bought myself a Bible in a long time, and I've always wanted one that was the amplified version. I just love how wordy and descriptive it is. I love words. And so I thought, I'm going to buy her Bible, and that is still the Bible. I use hers, and I use the John Maxwell Leadership Bible almost exclusively, but I pull hers probably more than any, especially when I just want to spend time with the Lord and just talk to him and have him talk to me and just have that really comfortable, warm, amazing time with him. So I'm tickled that Joyce is coming back to San Antonio. I also had one of the most amazing, very exhausting, but most amazing weeks this last week. I got back from my John Maxwell training. It's been a whirlwind trying to catch up and also put together my biggest program that I've ever offered. We opened the doors for that the week before last, and then last week I had the opportunity of speaking at Adult and Teen Challenge at their spiritual emphasis conference that they had, and I tell you, I know I went to minister, but I'm telling you, I was so ministered to. It was so amazing. When I got the invitation a few months ago, the Lord laid on my heart someone that I used to go to church with to do the special music. And then that same day, the director at Adult and Teen Challenge called and said, you know, would you like to bring in some special music? We'd love to have somebody special. We've got a great worship band, but if you've got somebody special, we'd love to have them. And when I talked to this person, they said yes, and I was just tickled beyond belief just because I love her so much. But I didn't know that a long time ago, her family bought the property that Teen Challenge was on, is still on. And they were going to start a church. It never really took off. But then the Lord said that when her grandmother was getting ready to pass, that they needed to donate the property to Adult and Teen Challenge. And that she had gone almost on a weekly basis with her mom to make homemade ice cream and take it to those people that were students at Adult and Teen Challenge. So she's really grown up with Adult and Teen Challenge. I had no clue about the connection. We had amazing testimonies, wonderful praise and worship music. Oh, my goodness. I just blessed the socks off me. And then I had the opportunity to share. And the first night, the Lord just didn't give me a release on all three messages. And he usually will do that, and I'll have them done in advance, and I'm all practiced and ready to go. And every once in a while, he'll pull this thing where he has me waiting to the last minute, and I know that, and it's not because of lack of prayer or, you know, I was praying and fasting for this meeting for like 3 months, and I just knew God had an incredible, incredible opportunity there and wanted to be very faithful with it, and the topic was excellence, and I'm thinking, Lord, I'm trying to be excellent here. Let me practice. Let me get my stuff in order. I want to do an excellent job. And the night before, the Lord kind of gave me the complete direction for the messages, except the last message. And I'm like, Lord, you know, I won't have time to prepare. What do you want me to share? And he said, I want you to share your testimony. And the neat thing about this, and thank you for allowing me just to take a couple minutes here and brag on God, is I've prayed for a long time, since I was 30 years old. Well, it's two full decades. That the Lord would help us to fulfill the ministry that he's called us to. When I was 30, I almost died several times, and the Lord spared my life, so I knew it was something significant. I prayed for a ministry for my husband, not realizing the Lord wanted to use me. And on Thursday of last week, no, the first night of the meeting, the director from Adult and Teen Challenge walked over, and he says, so what, you know, what are your topics for the rest of the conference? And I shared with him. And I said, I think the Lord wants me to share my testimony. And I said that I've only shared it just a few times to this kind of a group in a setting. And he says, well, I think that sounds great. And he looked right at John and he said, John, I think that you should share your testimony too. I think God would want you to share your testimony. So it was really awesome because on the last evening, after having amazing praise and worship from Church Under the Bridge, we just pulled up a couple of bar stools. And we shared our testimony to over 200 men and women. And it was the most amazing move of God. Every single person came forward and made some type of commitment to the Lord. And we had one of the directors come up after and say there were several people that had never allowed people even to pray with them during their stay at the program, let alone come forward. So I just want to give God the glory for allowing us to share our stories and for serving him with excellence. And when we serve and we share and share our story with whomever's in front of us, there's such a huge blessing. So I want to encourage you. I don't know who that word is for, whose heart that's for this week, but I want to encourage you because it does tell us in Revelation 12:11 that we overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony and not living our lives unto death. And I really believe that when we lay down our life, I lay down our pride, and we just come as transparent, real individuals with practical ways that the Lord's worked in our life, that he's given us an audience that only we can reach. There's people that are waiting for you and waiting for your story, and they want you to share. And I don't. This was not the direction I was going to take for the Bible study this morning. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about a different topic, and I will do that. But God really just wanted me to share and encourage you with this morning, that he gave you the opportunity to make it through some of those shortcomings and through some of those failures or what appeared to be failures or bad choices, circumstances. And he wants you to share that to help set other captives free. So I hope you're encouraged by that this morning. And just, you know, it's just been a phenomenal, exhausting week, but absolutely phenomenal. As I was sharing with you, part of the conference theme was excellence. And I was just really thinking and praying over this week. My life verse is Colossians 3:23, whatever you do, work heartily as done for the Lord and not for men. And I've always just, no matter what I was doing, wanted to serve with every ounce of my being. And whether I'm washing toilets or cleaning barns or grooming dogs or wiping and changing diapers or cleaning my house or serving or speaking in front of thousands of people, I want to do everything that I can as if I'm serving my Lord, because he's so awesome and he loves us so much. He wants such good things for us that I want to do my very best. And one of the things that I ran into when I was growing up was a spirit of perfectionism where I thought, well, I needed to be perfect. There was a lot of pain in my life, and there was some abuse and some other things, and I didn't want to get stuck there. I wanted to move forward, and the way that I was overcompensating was I was trying to be perfect. You know, the Lord does not ever want us to be perfect. I do not see anywhere in the scripture where he says, you know, he wants us to be perfect. He wants a relationship with us. He wants us to be closer to him. He wants us to be a part of what he's doing and let him work in and through us to do things that we could never ask, think, dream, or imagine. But I did read on several occasions, especially here in Daniel 6:3, where it says, Daniel was preferred above the presidents and the princes because an excellent spirit was in him. And then the king thought to set him over the whole realm. We need to have a spirit of excellence within us. And as I thought about this, I thought, Lord, I've got so much baggage. How could you work and use me to be excellent? Like, Daniel was excellent. He and his friends were taken in exile and had to walk for about 5 months in the hot sun, 500 miles. Or, I'm sorry, don't quote me on that, the amount of miles. I think it was 500. Could have been 5,000, but I think it was, no, it was 500 miles. Sorry, my brain is kind of like tired today. And in that process, they survived because they were really strong. But those young men lost everything. They lost their families. They used to be princes and nobles in Israel, and they were taken as slaves. And then they were brought into the king's court and said, now we want you to serve the king. That meant a couple of things. It meant that they lost their manhood. They had to become eunuchs. It meant that they were expected to hang around with people that worshipped pagan idols and went against everything they believed in. You know, one thing I hear frequently is I can't wait, because I work with a lot of entrepreneurs, and they say, I can't wait to get out of the workplace. It's evil here, or I don't like my boss, or my boss treats me poorly. Are you the light, like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? And do you stretch, and do you make yourself a person of excellence, and then befriend those that are in charge, and then from there, ask if you can still follow the Lord in an excellent fashion? I can tell you that that's probably not the case, because what happens more times than not, what I see, is that we get a spirit about us that's not of excellence, but is of departure, is of laziness, or I'm not going to give my 100% best. And then you wonder why that's not being reciprocated back to you. I want to encourage you to take on the spirit of excellence. And I'm not saying that I'm perfect. I'm not. I strive for excellence. You know, excellence actually just is having the finest quality, being exceptionally good, extraordinary, awesome, outstanding. And it's also described as having a good attitude. You know, I had failure. I've had illness. I've had marriage issues. I've had parenting issues. We've been bankrupt. I've had pain and pain diseases been diagnosed over me. There's been disappointments. There's been waiting. There's been all of the same things in my life that I'm sure you can probably identify with. But what I did was I saw how God had taught me his excellence through my failure. I was able to see the excellence of God's promises to hold on to, because, you know, he's faithful that he didn't leave me or forsake me. Even in times of abuse and even as a child, and my mom got very sick and had to leave us for a while to go to Mexico to be treated for cancer. And when she was only 28, I was less than 10 years old. I didn't understand. But during that time, God told me and showed me how faithful he was, and that he would never leave me or forsake me, that he loved me. Through my illnesses, I could see God's excellence, and he taught me excellence, to see the excellence to fulfill his divine destiny in my life. He gave me tenacious desire to find my purpose and live it out with passion. In times when my marriage was awful, God was so faithful because he taught me excellence in his intimacy with me. He taught me that I could be an excellent wife because he would be the one that would provide the intimacy for me, that he would be the lover of my soul. He would be my best friend. He would be my husband when my husband couldn't be my husband. Now, I've had failures in marriage and parenting and so many things. And the one thing that he taught me about his excellence is that he's excellent in seeing me for who I am, for loving me just that way, and being a patient father that loves me unconditionally. And he taught me that I can trust him, and that I'm just a steward over what he's given me with my children, but I need to see them and love them just the way that he sees and loves them, and that I can be patient when I don't feel like being patient. And he's taught me excellence to love unconditionally. Even when I thought I was loving unconditionally, he showed me new levels and new ways that I could do that. Now, with my illness, we sold everything to keep me alive. And I was living on nutritional IVs, and we were driving 3 hours after John got off working each day. We would drive one way 3 hours and then 3 hours back, and took a couple of hours to get the IV. So it was just a very trying time. But in that process, because they were so expensive, they were $150 every day, that we sold everything, and we actually became bankrupt. And the only reason why we became bankrupt is because the interest rates on the credit cards for the medical expenses were just growing astronomically. The Lord told us during that time that we needed to be people of excellence, and we needed to still pay off all that debt. So we reaffirmed every bit of our debt. But we did the bankruptcy to stop the exorbitant amount of interest. And the one thing that he taught me, even when we were living in a trailer that the Amish had used for animals that didn't have a floor in my daughter's room, and many, many times we would wake up once we got the floor in with 3-foot snowdrifts on the inside, and the heat didn't work, and we only had a fireplace, and we used an orange extension cord for electricity run from my dad's milk house, and we used 5-gallon buckets for plumbing. We used it, one for dirty water, one for clean water, and one for a toilet. I mean, God showed us, even in those times when we had nothing, that he is excellent, and he has abundance, and he wanted to give us more, and he gave us the ability to get wealth, according to Deuteronomy 8:18. And he's excellent because his promises are true, and he's going to uphold every one of his promises and supply all our needs, and according to Philippians 4:19. And he did that. We were actually able to buy our dream home that we looked at when we were in school, and move up to northern Michigan, where John had always dreamt of living on Lake Michigan, and then to buy my own home here in San Antonio. I mean, God had took us from nothing to amazing abundance. But I can say that during that time when it seemed like everything was stripped away from us financially, that's when our family became the closest. That's, my kids will still tell you, that's their favorite place we've ever lived. God's so awesome, and he shows his excellence and works his excellence through all of our shortcomings. And these are the things that become our testimony. Look at the things that are a mess. They'll turn into a message for you. Look at the things that seem to be a test. They'll turn into a testimony for you. Give God the glory, because that's how we overcome the enemy. I've had a lot of disappointment as well. And God used his excellence to show me not only how to love unconditionally, but that he first loved me and loved each and every one of us when we were unlovable. That we have no right, if we truly want to take on his excellence and live in an excellent way, to judge anyone or to not love the unlovable, or to hold a higher expectation over someone that we have no business doing that with. And I've waited a long time to have some prayers answered. And I look and see how long God's waited for me on some situations, some decisions, some things in my life. He didn't do it with a bad attitude. He did it with patience and an excellent attitude. He waited for us. He was faithful. He kept his word, and he had grace and love and mercy that he continued to extend towards me. I don't know what your story is, but I know God wants you to share it. And I know that he doesn't want to just have you grovel in the pain or the disappointment or the waiting or the frustration of it. He wants you to look for the excellence and how he showed himself strong, because he tells us that when we're weak, he will show himself the strongest. He created us for his glory, according to Isaiah 43:7. And when we share our testimony, when we share how excellent God is and how he's working excellence in our life, no matter what the situation, we give him glory. You know, God made you to be a person of excellence and to live out his excellence. He really did. How do I know this? Because in Jeremiah 1:5, it says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. I approved of you, and before you were born, I set you apart." He set you apart for excellence. He loved you. He approved of you. He knew you before you were even in your mom's womb. He's got great plans for you. And he wants you to be a person of excellence. He wants you to do everything as if you're doing it for him and not for other people. I also know it because in Jeremiah 29:11 it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." God has something he's prepared you to do. Ephesians 2:10 tells us, "For we're God's handiwork. We're created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us." I want to encourage you to look for each situation to be excellent. Whether it's at the grocery store, whether it's being productive at work, whether it's showing up on time, whether it's looking or acting your best, whether it's not complaining, maybe you need to increase in a skill. Maybe you need to grow. Maybe you need to start standing out in the crowd. Or maybe it's just how you take care of things, whether it be your car or your yard or your home or the neatness and tidiness or the way you even run your business. I know God's called you to greater levels of excellence. He wants you to take each one of your shortcomings and allow him to work in and through it to create something amazing and magnificent. He loves you more than you could ever know. I hope that this has encouraged you to live an excellent life and an excellent week this week, that you take this word of encouragement, that you share what's unique about your story with someone today and each day this week. I'm going to go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, I thank you so much, Lord, that you are so awesome. We do give you the praise and the glory for the places that we fall short, and you stand strong for us. Lord, I thank you that you gave us the example of Daniel with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, how even when they were in tough, tough circumstances, that they allowed those shortcomings, those circumstances, to be used to show your excellence and to live a more excellent life for you. You tell us that you're in the Word, that your name is excellent. And if you are excellent, you created us, and you want the glory from us, why would we not just offer that back up to you? Lord, I pray for Jean and the reconciliation that we've been praying for. Lord, I pray that you will continue to work out every detail, that you would give her wisdom and direction. Lord, we just praise you. Oh, my goodness, how exciting that she was obedient to give $200 and to see that that was exactly your transfer from her to the missionary, which they had been praying for, and that you blessed her business right away, Lord. You knew her heart was just to give and to be obedient, to trust you and to obey. And then you did that amazing thing. Lord, I do pray for more favor on her business, Lord, and her contacts and as she goes out. I pray that for all of those of us that are on the call live or that are listening, Lord. I also pray that you'll be with her mom, Blanche, that she'll have a good retirement package, Lord, that you say your servant is deserving of their wages. So, Lord, I just pray that you would help her to have a good retirement package and that she'd be able to retire and be able to serve you to a greater capacity. Lord, I praise you that you're opening doors all around. Lord, we glorify you and give you the praise for the spa that Rebecca's doing in the dentist's office on Friday. How awesome is that? How exciting. And we just praise you for that, Lord. Lord, I ask that you would just teach my friends to always have the courage to break new ground for you, to stand up for you, Lord, that you would help them to be encouraged with your courage, that you would give them wisdom, that they would be bold and they would be confident and know that their confidence comes from you. Strengthen them. Increase their belief that you'll never leave them or forsake them, that you'll use everything together for good because you love them and they've been called according to your purpose. help them to look for that and see that and see how that excellence can become a testimony to overcome the enemy. Lord, I just pray that you'll recognize the significance of them living out their purpose for you, and that they will realize that they have a significant factor to live their life for you, and that they'll give you all the glory. Lord, I ask that you'll speak to them about the unique task that you've called them to do. Lord, that you'll give them the willpower to follow through so that they can make a difference with excellence. Help my friends to look beyond the adversity or feelings of insecurity to see your greater purpose. Lord, help them to have your eyes to see opportunities in the everyday events of life, to be the hands to reach out and to give more than what's expected, to give them a heart to do what's pure and not self-seeking. Lord, I pray that you'll empower them to take joy in the place where they are, and use that for your capacity and for your good to build and grow your kingdom, that they'll rise above limitations, that they will not compromise, that they'll trust in you completely, and that they'll have clarity and conviction to take action to fulfill the purpose for which you've called them. Lord, give them your courage in the times of testing to come and make an impact for your kingdom so that they can give you the glory. Help us to live in an excellent way. We love you, Father God. We thank you for all the incredible things and opportunity that's coming before us this week. But we praise you just because of who you are. We just love you and praise you. We ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen.